Lyra and the Hush. In a valley nestled between ancient moss-covered hills, there lay a village known as Fellwater Dell, where the folk lived quiet lives, finding contentment in the turning of seasons and the gentle flow of the stream. It was a place of soft whispers and rustling leaves until Lyra was born. Lyra was no ordinary child. From her very first breath, a lightness clung to her. And when she first truly laughed, a sound like tiny silver bells dancing on the wind, a most peculiar magic unfolded. A single perfect rosebud, crimson and dewy, burst forth from the barren winter earth outside her parents' cottage door. Her mother, Mabel, and father, Barnaby, gaped, then smiled, attributing it to a blessed miracle. As Lyra grew, so did her gift. Her laughter was pure, unfettered joy, and wherever it rang, beauty followed. A giggle could coax a wildflower into bloom on a cold stone. A peal of delight might make a bird sing a melody sweeter than any heard before. The greyest days in Fellwater Dell were brightened by Lyra's mirth. Children would gather, urging her to laugh, for their own games seemed to grow more vibrant, their toys sparkle a little brighter in the wake of her joyous sound. But Lyra's gift, like all powerful magic, had an echo. In the deepest shadows beyond the valley's edge, where light seldom touched, there dwelt a being known only as the Hush. It was a creature of absolute silence and profound stillness, feeding on the absence of sound, the draining of color, the extinguishing of joy. The vibrant pulse of Lyra's laughter, so alien to its nature, began to draw the Hush ever closer. At first, it was subtle. The songs of the birds grew fainter on the days Lyra did not laugh. The colors of the sunset seemed a little less brilliant. Then, a creeping silence began to fall over Fellwater Dell. The stream's babble grew softer, the wind sighed with a muted breath, and even the villagers found themselves speaking in hushed tones, their smiles growing stiff and infrequent. Lyra tried to laugh more, to banish the growing gloom, but the effort left her drained, and her laughter felt brittle, forced, not the pure, spontaneous joy it once was. One cold morning, Lyra awoke to find her village entirely encased in a thick gray mist. The trees stood like silent specters, their leaves drained of green. The stream did not murmur, but lay flat and still. Her parents sat by the hearth, their faces blank, their eyes vacant. The Hush had arrived. It was not a physical shape, but an oppressive presence, a suffocating blanket of quiet that stole all feeling, all life. Lyra felt a great sadness, but also a spark of defiance. She tried to laugh, a desperate, bell-like chime, but the sound was swallowed immediately by the mist, leaving her throat raw and her heart heavy. The Hush seemed to press closer, its coldness seeping into her very bones. Then, a tiny memory flickered in her mind. Her mother, gently humming a lullaby as she rocked Lyra to sleep, a soft, warm sound that filled the small cottage with a quiet love. It was not a boisterous joy, but a deep, enduring peace. Lyra closed her eyes. Instead of a laugh, a gentle, sustained hum rose from her chest, a quiet melody of love and comfort. It was a small sound, barely audible, yet it held a truth that no grand peal of laughter could. The mist trembled. The Hush, which thrived on absolute silence and the absence of emotion, found this quiet, steadfast joy unbearable. It shrieked, a soundless scream of agony, and began to recede, tearing at the gray blanket it had woven. Slowly, the mist dissolved. Color returned. first to the sturdy oak by the well, then to the cottage roofs, then to the faces of the villagers. They stirred, blinking, a soft, puzzled murmur rising amongst them. Lyra continued to hum, a quiet song of hope and resilience, until the sun broke through the clouds, warm and bright. From that day forward, Lyra still laughed, and her laughter still brought beauty to the world. But she had learned a profound lesson. True joy was not always loud and obvious. Sometimes it was a quiet hum in the heart, a gentle kindness shared, a peaceful moment of contentment. And it was this quiet, steady light that the darkness of the hush could never truly extinguish, for it was too deep, too real, too much a part of the world's enduring magic. The end.